This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from, that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And to all my peoples in the
school. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Three. Did not, but.
Feels like it.
It feels like it. But that's why you got to temper your, you know.
I'm going to say it.
What?
I'm going to say it.
Mm-hmm. Say what?
Monday Night Football.
Don't lose. Even if.
Yeah.
Don't have any idea who's going to play quarterback and who's going to play offensive line. Other than that, don't lose.
Snoop's got to be quarterback. Right?
Snoop's got to be quarterback. Got to.
At the very least, let's say, you know, you had to break down the offense because, you know, he's new, whatever the case may be. Things break down. He can make
First of all, yeah, and it's not even like you're – because, first of all, Skylar has a chest injury or something like that.
Yeah.
He's not getting back out there.
No way.
Like, didn't Raheem Mostert suffer the same thing? He hasn't been back since week one.
Yeah.
So, like, what are you going to do? Are you really hurting Tim Boyle's feelings? He's also been here for 3 seconds.
Snoop and Tim Boyle.
The whole point of bringing Huntley here is because you're like, you replaced an MVP. Give our guys something to believe in. Come on. Got to play Snoop.
Look at what Smeathan just said. Is he onto something there?
He says if you want to stay in the loop. You got to play Snoop.
Got to play Snoop.
He's right. That's a point.
That's pretty good. It's not mean, so I'm nervous as to why I'm not used to him saying things that aren't mean.
Point for two.
I don't see a line on ESPN, but when I saw a line get emailed to me yesterday, it said the Dolphins were only 1-point favorites at home against the Titans, and the Titans are awful. Awful.
We thought the Giants were awful, too.
But they're not 0-3.
Not anymore.
It's pretty bad when you get dish-ragged by your former quarterback like that.
Oof.
That's tough.
You once said Malik Willis was better than Trevor Lawrence. Maybe you're right.
Well,
I cannot.
I think I did say that.
No, I did.
You know what I said? But he had like a really incredible play in preseason. I remember that take.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've never seen Trevor Lawrence have a play like that. Like, never have a flash play like that. And he hasn't.
That's because he's playing in Jacksonville.
So what? Malik Willis playing in Tennessee. Big deal. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Dolphins, they lose 24-3. Teron Armstead, Kendall Fuller, both in concussion protocol.
Teron is in concussion protocol?
Yep.
I thought he had his eye poked out.
That was
they said that,
poke.
Then they cleared him, and then after the game, apparently he's in the protocol.
Ah.
Sound like, I'm going to tell you, man. I don't
want to
say nothing.
No, say it. Say what you mean what you say.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have a right to an attorney. If you cannot afford one, what would be priced? Yeah.
Payroll bandit. Interesting.
I mean, what constitutes a payroll bandit?
I'm asking you.
Getting a check with no services rendered, right?
Yep. The Will Fuller.
Can we hear from
But the difference between Armstead and Fuller is when, at least Armstead, when he plays, he's good. Mm. Fuller.
He's being held together by duct tape at this point.
Yeah, I know.
Like, enough.
I know.
Let him go take it.
Okay, smart ass.
Let him go take it.
Who else you going to put in?
Put in the rookie. What does it matter? You have.
Are you really?
What does it matter? You're going to have the backup quarterbacks and third string quarterbacks. Let him get reps. Let him get reps.
Sacrifice.
Tough.
You're cruel.
Tim Boyle. Sorry.
You're cruel.
I'm not cruel. What am I doing? I'm going to either put out an injured left tackle or I'm going to put out a healthy left tackle who's new.
Not very good. Otherwise, he'd be playing.
I don't know that he's not good.
Hmm. Oh, you think they're redshirting him?
Let me tell you something right now.
You think they're redshirting?
Let me tell you something right now. I'm not taking any more of they know more than me because they laughed at all of us and said,
The offensive line sucked.
It does.
You guys think Skyler's no good.
He's not.
You guys think you know what he calls it? It's
better than you.
Yikes.
Let me hear from Mike McYammer.
Oh. All right. I have
him on the quarterback performance. Give me him on these terrible quarterbacks.
You know, I thought the positives were it took care of the ball. I did think Skyler did a good job operating the offense. I don't think, you know, I think there needed to be a lot better job in preparation on my part. So, you know,
14 days,
11 penalties is not good enough, but we took care of the ball.
Luckily,
you know, I think Boyle came in and, you know, I thought did a great job leading the guys, was very good in the huddle, and I think was very good communicating the things that I needed communicated from the sidelines.
Football.
And, you know, I think the bottom line is, you know, I see the quarterback as an extension of the offense, and the offense is an extension of me, and 3 points. I've never won a game scoring 3 points, so I think collectively, starting with me, that just needs to be better, and we have to get it figured out fast.
How is Kyle doing?
You know, I haven't talked to Kyle as of the end of the game. He was it was a rib injury that was pretty painful, and you know, half of the pain or half of the frustration for him, I think, was he was really trying to find a way to. To not come out of the
Never
game
mind.
And
just, enough,
ultimately
enough of him. I tap out. Tap machine.
So although that felt like 3 hours, a minute and 40 seconds.
No.
Bad.
No.
I can only get about little spurts of like 30 to 45 seconds of Mike.
He is exhausting.
Has he hit the podium today yet? Not yet, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't know when he talks.
Do you even care what he has to say today?
I'm just preparing myself for like a 40-minute press conference of him.
I do not. Because without anybody being healthy, it's all a moot point.
Here's your first question. Fix it, funny man! How about that? How about less jokey jokes, less laughing, more footballing? How about that? You ever think about that? You or Chris?
Wow.
With your jokes? But Liam Eikenberg?
Okay. This is
that's gonna be an answer.
just enough.
How do you feel about Liam Eikenberg? I think the next person asks me a question, I'm yelling, Liam Eikenberg.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Robert Jones. Ba-dum-tsh.
I'm telling you, I think the next person asks me a question, I'm going to say, Liam Eikenberg.
Everybody's saying, are you my rats off a ship? I'm not rats off a ship, but am I exhausted?
Wait, what?
I'm not rats off a ship, but am I are my rats exhausted?
How can you take both sides?
I'm not rats off a ship.
We just 2 hours into the show. Most would say otherwise.
Aren't you tired of him?
I'm
just tired.
I'm not tired.
And I sit there, and he's like,
"That's what he does."
He looks, his sideline presence. Does it not look bewildered?
Yeah, much more than it should.
Like much more than it should, right?
Yeah.
Like I looked at Mike McDonald. It's the third game in for him.
Huh?
Sideline presence.
Wow.
Who?
Mike McDonald, the Seahawks coach.
Yes.
Rookie coach. 3 games in, sideline presence.
That's because you're winning.
Cool as a cucumber.
Mm.
You know?
He ain't that pressure yet.
Mike is like, never mind. I don't believe you.
Really?
I don't believe you. Trent Green told me he did it 4 times.
Yeah.
Mike McDonald, rookie coach?
You know what? I'm not going to be mad.
Okay, forget.
What?
Blackhawk down.
Okay, forget. All over.
I'm starting to live. I just beat the Dolphins. Ooh, man.
Uh-oh.
He would be more entertaining if he
speaking
started
of injury,
singing.
Justin Herbert, ankle injury, huh? Injury prone.
Oh, he got lit up.
He got lit up and folded up.
Yep. He did go into that game banged up, too.
Yeah.
So, oh, well. Hobbles into the old
blue tent. The blue tent. We know what's wrong with you. Look at this. Look at this.
Ooh.
Wrong guy. You tackle Daniel Jones and you get hurt?
I don't think I've ever seen him hurt.
Oh.
I don't think I've ever seen him. How old is he now? Miles Garrett.
You got to be 31.
31. God, feels like he's been in the league forever.
28.
What? Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Has
I've been in the league 7 years.
Nah, he's had to be in the league for a decade. Come on. Okay. You're reading that wrong.
First overall by the Browns in 2017.
Wow.
Yep.
He's seen some things.
Yes. Look at this. How does this running back run away from all these DBs with little numbers?
I don't know, but the Giants said no thanks.
Love that. Saquon made up for it. Is everyone, if we're listening to WEEI, which, by the way, they are.
WIP?
Yeah, WIP. They're grief listening to us today, by the way.
That's fair.
Just to him. He's the only one that let's go listen to that Tobin.
All the callers.
You were the one who walked in here like Eeyore last segment. You're like, I don't like shows like this. I hate them.
You
got to do them. You know
what?
Because
all of the reasons why, like, I like to know the reasons why it happened. Right? And all the reasons that people are giving is, man, I knew it. I knew the GM, the coach. That's not why they lost yesterday. They lost because the offensive line was horrendous. That's why they lost.
They were horrendous.
Huh?
What?
What?
See? See what I mean?
Fourth and 39?
Woo! Hey. I told you, if it was 4th and 37, they could have called your boy.
And Ron Pitts wouldn't have been impressed.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're never impressed. Even the announcers.
I got to tell you, that's a great scramble by Skylar Thompson, but if that's Tua Tagovailoa, that's 6 points.
Yesterday, I thought...
Is there anything more insulting as a professional to say than that?
It's pretty rough.
Right?
I mean, so much so that you held a grudge against the wrong person for decades.
Poor guy.
And Charles John, he goes, yeah, that wasn't me. I was like, what? I periodically just text him, I'm sorry. I have to. I'm sorry.
Man. All right, we'll take a break. If you guys want to call in, 305-567-0560. Back after this. All right, welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. The Deftones North American Tour is coming to the Amerant Bank Arena in March, and J-Fig is giving away her tickets. I don't know when she's going to be here to give away those tickets, but she'll be giving away those tickets.
Yeah.
Keep listening for details on how you can win. This is a Live Nation show.
You don't remember, that song is sampled, right? That's not just...
She's coming now, the door is ringing.
Hey, Marcos, they don't realize that that's not Miss 305.
Where was that song sampled from?
Remember that? That's how the guy sang on the song.
The Scatman?
No, but that's...
It samples George Kranz's.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. It's spelled D-I-N space D-A-A space D-A-A.
Yeah, I'm telling you. This on the song, it starts off like that, and then he just comes in and goes.
Relatable. That's how I feel after this weekend.
Let's get to 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, which is brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Let's hear from Sal, 305-567-0560. Hello, Sal.
Okay. I've been down here for 9 years. I've been listening to this station. 9 years, and all they talked about was, we need an offensive line, okay? That was 9 years ago. And Chris Greer has been in charge of that somewhat, okay? And they're still talking about the offensive line. And if the Dolphins do not realize that Chris Greer has to go, and they have to change their ways of just getting the high fancy players when the players can't do anything because you don't have any time for anything like you guys are saying. But when are the Dolphins organization going to realize that Chris Greer has to go? That's what my comment.
I don't think he's going anywhere, man. And look, Sal, I think it's first of all, he's been here for what? He has been the mush. I mean, I'm not saying it's all his fault. I'm just saying they haven't made the playoffs. He's been here since what, 2000 as a scout? So
he's been a long time. So question. Let me read this. I love how Leroy doesn't think it's then the coach's fault.
Mm-hmm.
The O-line, the men can't play. Bro, they looked uncoached. I'm like, listen, there's a difference between not being coached and not having talent. Like, you can coach him up, it don't mean that the guy has the abilities to play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I think that's where we fall with that. Like, there, some of these offensive line, these guys are not, wouldn't be on the field if...
But part of the issue is with the evaluation of it. I get you.
Right.
But they have been sitting here. The coach has said.
Telling us.
And right. I know he's a player's coach, but he's like going over the top where he's telling you, this is the most talent I've ever had in an offensive line room. Bull crap. And
yeah. And like, for the same reason why I tell you, let's not play that's a win, that's a loss before they play a game.
It's so
right?
fun though.
It's but okay. They're doing the same thing, and you're saying I'm tired of it.
I don't get paid for that.
But no, that's not an excuse.
It
stop
is an
it.
Excuse.
No, you want to be able to do what you want to do, but stop them from doing the same thing because your answer is I don't get paid for that?
I'm not claiming I could be a general manager, but if you gave me a day as general manager, I could have told you Eichenberg's a bum day one.
Again, that's all fine and great. That's all fine and great.
And show me a PFF score one more time of him, please.
What's a PFF score?
Pro Football Focus.
Yeah.
Can Pro Football Focus block? Because maybe we can use that to...
Maybe if he focused more, he'd block better.
I find it hard to believe that somebody outside of that room can grade a player without knowing what's being asked of them.
This is a man who's pissed. Our boy on the Twitch. Dolphin Kane.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Tobin, Leroy, Marcos, J-Fig, y'all know that I love you guys.
Yep.
Wow,
man. And my Twitch family.
Yep.
And I love my Canes, and I love my Dolphins. But McDaniel, more like McFraud.
Whoa.
Hey, so, and Leroy, I love you, man. And you talk about how McDaniel needs experience. But he got out-coached again, and this time by the youngest coach in the league, a rookie coach, and McDaniel had 10 days to prepare, and we got beat by Geno effing Smith.
Can I tell you,
hey, I can
Geno
give you
Smith!
With these guys, I could have gave you a month to prepare.
Yeah, but here's the
thing. They were better.
Can I tell you something that drove me nuts with him? All right. No. Mike McDaniel, all right, first season, wheelbarrow for those balls, all right? Mm-hmm. This guy was going for it, right?
Right.
And for some reason, they're down 3-0. Seattle, they kicked a long field goal. It was 4th and 10. McDaniel, 4th and 1.
Mm-hmm.
He always goes for it. He opts to nearly kick a 60-yard field goal with Jason Sanders, who's as shaky as they come.
You end up losing 7 yards
and
on
I'm
that
like,
transaction.
What is this mouse balls behavior from him?
Again, you want
what is that?
I text you guys. By him trying to kick a field goal instead of going for it, if you were worried about field position, you gave up 7 yards of field position.
Crazy to me.
Because if you would have went for it and not got it, at least you would have got the ball around the line of scrimmage. But the fact that you tried to kick a field goal means you moved them 7 yards closer to their end zone.
I thought it cost them. I'm like, oh, that's okay, great. What did Dolphin get? Did that not drive you nuts, that decision?
Oh, every decision drives me nuts. McFraud is a play designer, not a coach. And on the sidelines, he looks like a guy that studied geography for a math test.
Yeah. He looked
rough,
bewildered
dude.
Yesterday.
Rough.
So here's the deal. Like, I get everybody being upset and pissed off and whatever. But when you ask, I asked the question, what would you have done differently other than the play you talked about?
Yeah.
I 100% agree. Like, if it's getting a yard or kicking a 57-yarder, I'm going to try to get the yard.
And his explanation was like, because I thought points were going to be at a premium. I'm like, whoa, dude. What?
57 yards? You don't think points are going to be a premium? Because if you think points are going to be a premium, then you kick, punt the ball and get them inside the 10. Yeah. And make them have to drive.
Do you
the
got
field.
That, Marcos? Can you get him on the 57-yard field goal? I thought that was like the most. Because like I get it. Look, I agree with you, Leroy. Talent wins. You got to have the players.
But
also, saying, we've come to know who he is as a coach.
Right.
And I'm like, who is this guy?
I think.
You Joe Philbin all of a sudden?
No. Here's what happens. You get so caught up in who the hell you have playing, and you lose track of what you're trying to do. And what I would say is, coaches have to get to the point, no matter who's in the game, we're going to do what we do, whether it works out or not. You might be more pissed off by that. I honestly think you may be more pissed off. But in the long run, I think your team's better off. If you keep trying to change what you do to accommodate one guy in your offense, it looks like that. Like, it was like no passes down the field. Quick passes, quick decisions, right? And so that's what coaches tend to do to try to accommodate their backup quarterback or whatever. And I would say, why bother? It looked terrible. You might as well just go ahead and open up the offense. But here's the problem. If you look at the plays he was calling the first 2 weeks, it looked like this. Yeah. So that's the bigger issue, is that I really think they have zero faith in the offensive line. And everything has been short. Everything has been. The other thing is, and here's what I mean about taking little steps, right? Is that I will tell you this. When you watch them play, and it's not only the play calling, right? But the fact is, when you pay attention to little details, it's a detail like, you make sure that I have Waddle or Tyreek on the field at all times. I should never have an offensive play in a passing situation where one of them isn't on the field.
Schmeath and Schmolnick says McDaniel went from wheelbarrow-sized balls to Scooby-sized balls.
Scooby's like, keep my name out your mouth! Keep my name out your mouth!
Give me McDaniel on his decision.
It was a combination of the work week where Jason Sanders was at pregame, and I thought the matchup and with the defense, I thought points were at a premium, and although there was there were 17 first half points, and they came early, I was kind of playing to where I thought our defense was at, and those are things that you're always debating. Had it been 3 yards further back or 4 yards further back, maybe I make a different decision. On the first down, I'm kind of considering that where the field position is, and I thought it was close enough that he would have a good strike and effort. So,
Can I say this?
The dude's a coin flip kicker, so obviously you never know.
I mean,
give me that little Gramatica.
He said I was little. I was. He said I figure I was in his range, or if it was 4 yards back.
He said he liked the way that he was hitting it pregame.
Right. But he goes, if it was 4 yards back, then maybe I make a different decision. I'm like, 4 yards back? Like,
yeah, 61 yards.
That's 61 yards. Yeah,
but you're right. It is a difference.
We don't have that super Cowboys kicker.
If points are at a premium, and that's the reason you're going to go with for doing it, then field position should be even more of a premium if you don't think there's that many points going to
score. If you're not gonna
go for it, you punt it. The field goal should have been out of the option.
So stupid.
Not even a possibility. But again, with all the things going on, you're scrambling. What are you laughing at now?
Nothing.
Where?
You gotta say it. Share for the class.
Nah, I'm not going to say it.
Oh, now he's not going to say it.
I feel bad that Scooby's taking shrapnel. Oh. But anyway, guys, listen. You're not feeling man enough to go for it on fourth and short?
No.
Well, we're going to make you...
Pooch punt, baby!
Well, maybe we can make you go for it fourth and all night long.
Whoa!
With Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Now you can chew it and do it. No second guessing your play call here, all right? You go to BlueChew.com. The great thing about the Blue Chew, no doctor's visits.
Minty?
Oh, nice.
They do have mint flavors. They're good.
Oh,
they got mint flavors.
Yeah. Those doctors can't.
You don't got to go to the doctor. You don't got to go to the pharmacy. You don't got to wait in lines. No weird conversations. No yammering press conferences. None of it, dude. It gets delivered right to your door in a discreet package. Dolphins could have used some discreet packages yesterday on offense. Yeah. I'm just saying. Anyway. I got a special deal for our listeners out there. Right? If you want to try Blue Chew for free, use the promo code SHOWPONY.
SHOWPONY.
Use the promo code SHOWPONY at checkout. You're paying just $5 for shipping, but you're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. So go to BlueChew.com, use the promo code
SHOWPONY,
and you are getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. Just pay that $5 for shipping. BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com.
Tobin, what a show pony.
I've got another confession to make. I'm your fool. Everyone's got the chains to break. Holding you. Were you born to resist?
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy. Somebody who doesn't need Blue Chew lately, Dave Grohl.
Why? What did he do?
he knocked up somebody outside his marriage.
Ooh.
He put out a statement about it. I'm not like talking out of time.
You're not gossiping. It's true.
I'm not gossiping.
You got the synchronized swimmer look today, J-Fig.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
You always noticed that. Hello.
Hello.
How are you feeling today? How are your Dolphins vibes today?
I've gone through like
stages,
boxes of Kleenex of just me crying nonstop. Yeah,
for sure.
A regular hootie day.
Yeah.
See that? See that cut when they went to Marino on TV?
That's exactly how I felt when I saw that. It was pretty accurate.
Yeah, they just go to Marino right after they fail. They get a great turnover by Zach Sealer. Here we go, Tim Boyle, and like. Just Dan Marino's watching Tim Boyle play the position that he crafted, did better at the franchise than anybody. And he's like, we got any Beef Wellington back there?
He saw that camera pointing right at him.
I got to tell you, last time I went to the suite in Cleveland, they had the little mini Beef Wellingtons. Too little.
Really?
Yeah, because it's not tender in the...
You know, do they have a guy in the Cleveland luxury box serving, or is it just on a tray?
Well, they have two different, like, so it's a big, like a giant suite. But then where we go, it has a side room. Like, you know, if you go to a restaurant and they have the side room for and that's the room with the good stuff.
Oh.
The crab, the shrimp, oysters. But then they have like the buffet out there. Where you can get all kinds of stuff. Like,
is this a steak and bread?
Yeah.
It's basically a piece of steak and a croissant.
Like a little pastry. Like,
it's a good steak though. Is this like good?
I've made them before, and I bought a whole tenderloin and then sliced that and put it in the tenderloin.
Wow.
By the way, speaking of upgrades at facilities, right? Fancy stuff. Yeah. You see the Heat? They revealed today.
What?
New scoreboards getting unveiled this year.
Well, we were there. We were there when they were building it.
Yeah, they wouldn't let us back there.
They wouldn't let us back.
They wouldn't let us back there.
I got back there.
You got back there?
Yeah, you know, you got to know someone.
He didn't get back
there. You got lost.
No, maybe. Okay, hold on.
It looks
remember,
really.
Remember, you were not allowed. The thumbs wasn't picking up your frog.
Oh, that's right.
They were supposed to do this, I think, a couple of years back, but they didn't think they were going to the finals that year.
Oh, so this has been busy.
This has been in the works.
Ah.
But they unveiled some renderings.
Whoa!
And it's got a big big fireball. But like, here's the look at that.
It's so nice,
dude. Those screens are small. I think
is that much bigger?
I think it is much bigger. Yeah. Because, like, first of all, the stats, like, all over the place, they didn't have that ribbon board that they used to have.
Right.
Oh, mind you, that Leroy, that Jumbotron's been up there since, like, I think 2000, 2000? It's been up there for a while.
The beginning of the stadium.
I need to see what it looked like before.
You can't just CGI it.
That's bigger.
That's bigger. The other one barely covered
it. And look, they got the inside screens. That's, like, the new thing when you for the fancy seats. So you got the inside screens inside the Jumbotron.
Inside.
And then they got rid of that octopus starball thing that they have. Well. And now it's got a fireball, dude.
Which makes much more sense.
It looks good.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking fireballs. Like, it looked like pepperoni pizza up there.
Ooh.
What?
It does, right?
Fireball.
No.
Wow. I can't wait.
So you don't think the sphere is cool, but you're down
for Because they
You don't like the sphere?
It's not that I don't like the sphere. I just think it's a little overrated.
He doesn't like
what?
It's a tad overrated.
That thing costs like billions to make, right?
I've been to Museum of Discovery before. I know what an IMAX looks like.
Yeah, he calls it
the same.
IMAX.
Really?
Yeah.
Says the person that
it's like a 360
danced around like a kid because he thought we were going to get piranha feeding time.
Well, that's real life.
Oh.
You gotta admit they have a lot of sharks. That was a great place.
Yeah, they had a lot of sharks in Vegas.
Yeah, they had a lot of sharks.
Yeah, that was the
they
last thing.
Piranhas?
That
oh yeah,
and in feeding time we just missed it.
Yep, we missed it.
And I guess when we got there, the guys thought we were dating because he asked us if we want to take our picture. We go.
Could have been friends. You can't assume what he thought.
Yeah. Yes,
you should have taken a picture.
Yeah, more pictures in life.
No,
capture those moments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the Heat are mixing it on up.
Oh,
as is.
Huh?
Cam Wart.
How is he mixing it up?
Mixed bag.
Oh, okay. No, you confused me. I thought I was supposed to play.
No, dude. You're Cam Wart. He's Cam Ward.
Oh, Cam Ward. Okay, we're talking.
What do you got today in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Oh, I got stuff to piss you off.
Oh, jeez.
It's not on purpose, unfortunately. It is not on purpose. It just is a reminder of the porpoise.
Just like Dr. Bach says, come on, Wardy.
like it's Rudy or something like that. We saw yesterday what was a unprecedented number of penalties for the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, my God.
But I'm sure if there's one man who is cool-headed about this situation and knows exactly what to say in these situations, it'd be Mike McDaniel, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. He's definitely been the voice of comfort lately.
He now is going to explain to us what he felt about the penalties, what he plans on doing about these inconvenient acts.
Yeah, no, I think that we have to handle the road better, and that starts with me. But then that continues throughout everyone. I think that the crowd was rocking, and we looked as though it was the first time in a hostile environment, and so that's a fast lesson that you have to learn from and get better, or you're not going to expect any differing results moving forward. But yeah, you can't. I think it was 11 penalties for 85 yards, and especially when you're having issues in the red zone and coming up with no touchdowns and being down there several times, you can't afford that to win the football game.
Well, you know, he stinks on the road, dude. I don't know what to tell you. He's not been a good, not been good at that. So why start now?
Yeah, I guess.
I would hope, you know, one time he'll surprise us.
Should
know?
I admire his consistency, then? Is that something I should be focusing on? He's consistently not good on the road.
He's good vibes.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy. Seems like he fixed Tua's confidence.
Hmm.
But Leroy said this last year. You know, a lot of questions on his adjustments. You know? I mean, Leroy wouldn't go as far as to call him a bum.
I don't think he's a bum. I mean, for all the things that got you excited about this team, that was him too.
Eh, was it?
Oh.
Dude, stop. Stop. Stop all of a sudden acting like you wasn't that into
tell
it.
Him. Are
you
tell kidding him the me? Truth. Tell him the truth.
It you are gung-ho.
Tyreek Hill. Sorry.
In fact, I tried to calm you down a little bit, and you got mad at me.
What did he tell us to write down? Didn't he tell us to write something down, like the best energy is karma, something, write that down?
Yeah.
You know? Like there was some.
But this is what I don't understand. Why people, like, it's been 3 weeks. What a pathetic team. He's almost at bum status. After 3 weeks of a 17-game season?
He loses to Tennessee. He's at bum status.
Coach, we held you up last time because I wasn't in a position to work.
There's accountability, all right? Something like that. Availability. Something with an ability.
I mean, to tell somebody, you're not a bum, but you're on bum status.
He could have reached bum status.
Now, how?
He's close.
Don't lose to Tennessee.
Let me get this straight. They have no offensive linemen.
Mm-hmm.
Secondary's banged up.
Mm-hmm.
The wide receiver trying to figure out what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Your starting quarterback's out.
Mm-hmm.
And if they lose next week, he gets bum status.
You got a week.
Do you understand how that sounds?
You got a week to get Snoop ready.
Huh?
He's got a week to get Snoop ready.
Again. And you think it takes a week?
He's got a week.
You
He's already been here a week? You're giving him an extra week?
So you think in two weeks anybody can pick
it? It's a long week?
Easy. In two weeks, anybody can pick up the offense.
Figure it out. Yeah. If you're a guru, you know what you do? You get Snoop up to speed.
Snoop.
Yes, but you...
The strongest energy wave you can give off is authenticity. Write that down.
Hmm. Authenticity.
I'm authentically calling you a bum if you lose next
week.
Hey, you're going to call the coach a bum, not the players.
No way. The coach.
Yeah, it's definitely the coach. Right.
You got a week to get Snoop ready.
For sure.
A week.
Yep.
Two.
You think it takes a week to get a quarterback ready for the NFL?
It's a long week.
No.
No, it's 2 weeks.
I would like you to clarify.
Mm-hmm.
You think it takes a week to get a quarterback ready for an NFL game?
He needs to get him ready.
No, I didn't ask you that. You think.
Here's what you do.
Oh.
You still would. See, he doesn't answer questions.
I'm going to answer. Here's what you do.
You're not going to answer my question. Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no? Because you're getting ready to go sideways.
Jay Fink's going to answer the question.
Here, go.
Okay. You go to Bob and Weave. All right, you go to Anthony Weaver and you say, hey, what works for him? Because he was there. And he goes, Coach, I coach the defense. He goes, well, what did he do that worked against you?
Ooh.
And that's what you use. You play to his strengths. You use your resources. No calling the Harbaughs. You just go to him. You go to Bob and Weave and you say, Anthony, what helped Tyler Huntley cook against you in practice?
That's right.
And that's what you practice this week. Because he's got a week to get ready.
Roll
against,
bowl.
Can I just
got a
say
week
this?
To get Snoop up to speed.
Can I just roll really say
bowler.
Has he ever really cooked?
He's cooked.
Yeah, he's. Cooked. I've seen him.
Snoop's cooked.
I've seen boiled him a couple of eggs. He ain't sauteing.
He's made a grilled cheese.
He ain't say sauteing nothing.
He's got a George Foreman.
You go to Anthony Weaver right this week.
Yeah.
And you say Weave.
Yeah.
What works for Snoop?
You gotta believe.
He goes.
Oh my God!
I like
get
it.
Out of here! No. No.
Let's... Why?
Did you just hear him? Did you just hear Marcos?
I liked it. I like the weave.
What?
We believe.
You gotta believe.
We believe that we can win. We believe that we can
Don't
win.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Oh man!
Got time for one more?
Did, yeah, absolutely.
Zach Sealer,
handsome.
You know, let's hear about the interception that he got. You know, let's stay positive for a second.
All right.
Shoot, I mean, I know Calais. I think he was Calais when they tipped it, I think. I haven't watched it yet. But, you know, just kind of floating up there. I thought I was about to get smoked from the side or something because that thing was just hanging there.
It was.
Fly. And then once I got it, you know, it was great. I'm like, all right, let's get some momentum. Let's get going. Offense went out there, kind of drove the field a little bit, which was great to see. We just, things were falling our way, so.
Yeah. And then he goes, and then, you know. You guys know the rest.
Oh, you saw it.
You guys saw it. They drove a little, but you know how it ended.
Yeah.
Then we got tired.
Yeah, I mean, can't blame them. It's becoming a narrative, this whole defense will hold them, waiting on the offense. Offense never shows up.
Cat for Life says, you complaining about McDaniel is on deaf ears. You fired our last coach for coaching. Now you're complaining about McGenius. Definition of insanity. First of all, I'd like to say, I did not fire Brian Flores. I was stunned the day that Brian Flores fired Brian Flores. But.
Can't sue your boss.
Understand some of the reasons why he got fired after he got fired. But I will say, Cat.
Oh.
Perhaps. Oh. And I have been thinking about this. The victory lap that they took and making him go out and have a press conference where he got embarrassed.
Yeah.
Could have bad karmatic energy. And that is why we could be in the position that we're in.
Karmatic is not a word.
Oh, it's a word, dude. Karmatic is a word. Karmatic is
not a word.
I'm not saying Brian Flores was perfect. And I'm not saying that I don't understand.
No one lied, though.
Karmatic energy.
No.
All I'm saying is...
Karmatic or karmatic energy?
Karmatic.
Both. But
karmatic is a word.
Thank you. Thank you, JFig. Point for me.
Damn it.
All I'm saying is...
Point!
That was a stab in the...
No, I knew karmatic energy was a word. No, I knew.
That was a stab at the dictionary there, brother.
All I'm saying...
No. Karmic energy. Karmic.
Not karmatic. Karmic.
Not karmatic.
No, that's like that's a car commercial. Oh, no. That's a car company. No. CarMax.
No.
Karmic.
Karmatic is
both
not.
Having evil and good or possessing
no,
both.
He said
evil
that's
and
karmic.
Good
karmic.
Not karmatic.
I think it's karmatic.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, is it karmic?
Yeah, because it's like no. Auto or automatic. Same karmic. Thing.
It's like
root of the word.
No, karmatic. Give me back my point.
Hold on.
You know what? Take it back.
Karmatic meaning.
Minus one to J Fig for confirming your lies.
No, because I karmic. I don't know if I would
like you put no. Up, like you put in no. Nope, the same thing happened here. You put in karmatic. I put in karmatic and it asks for meaning, and it says karmic.
Mm.
So no, karmic is not
yeah,
a word.
But it's like auto automatic. Like it's just a you have the root of the word. I'm just using
karma. Karmic. I'm using. There's no karmatic.
Then,
karmic.
No, I'm using. Karmic. I'm using. Karmic. I'm using the tick of the word.
Yeah.
The what?
The tick of the word.
What the hell are you talking about?
Karmatic. The tick of the word.
Okay. No, you can't just.
So I can just add out. Tick okay. On it, anything?
Lunatic. Lunacy.
Okay.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
No, of course it doesn't, Jennifer. Of course it doesn't.
Words. Means.
Dude, can I just tell you?
Me, dog.
All I'm saying is.
Don't swing and miss with the dictionary.
Could it be possible
Car-manual.
That the Dolphins... Could it be possible the Dolphins
yes.
Rubbing Brian Flores' nose in it with Tua getting the extension was... A bit much.
I think
just before the season. I think it's bad karmic or karmatic energy to put forth before a season. And here is Brian Flores, 3-0, having Brock Purdy cry. The Vikings are 3-0. And here are the Dolphins. Tua, not on the field. Mike McDaniel, coaching like a boob. Bad karma.
Wow. That's true.
Here's the deal. I don't think either side was wrong. I don't think that they were wrong for firing him. I don't think Tua was wrong for being petty against him. His one job as a coach, your first and foremost job as a coach, is to get the most out of the players that you have.
What I think is...
And he didn't do that. Are they warranted for people feeling that way? Yes. Okay, yes. But did we not ever say he wasn't a good coach? No, we didn't.
If karma is the issue here, though, when all of you got mad at me for having Pat Riley answer my question and he told eventually with his answer to tell Jimmy Butler to shut the bleep up, you all got mad at me for stirring it up. Why can't we be mad at Lebatard? It's his fault.
For what? Stirring it up?
He stirred it up, dude.
Nah. I like, again, everybody was right. I don't think there's nothing wrong with Tua being petty about that. Right? Is that any difference than snowman kicking rocks down the street?
Well, you know, they are 2-1. Good performance yesterday.
Hey.
Javon Holland, I saw him chasing DK Metcalf.
Hey.
Bad karma.
Hey. Kicking rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And now you say 2-1, 1-2, and one.
Looks like he had rocks in his shoes when he was chasing DK.
Well, everybody does.
Take a break. Back after this.